Are you sure you're up for this? I mean, you were just released.
I'm fine.
No, you're not. You don't have to keep trying to push yourself. Not anymore.
I said I was fine.
Adam.
We're here. This won't take long. I promise.
I don't mind.
Thanks, Sharon. Hey guys, it's been a while. It's over now. I made sure of it this time. I can only hope that you've all been able to forgive me somehow after everything that's happened. You know, it wasn't that easy. Moving on while you guys just slacked off over here. You really left a lot of stuff for me to deal with. It was definitely not easy. You know, you really don't realize just how much people mean to you until they're gone. And I guess I really never...
You're not alone. You never were.
It's not the same.
What the hell is that supposed to mean? Are you saying that you were? That none of us... Stephen, Ashley, Mario, me? That we didn't care? That we didn't try to hold that burden up with you?
You know that's not what I meant.
Then what? Have you been so blind that you truly can't see what's right in front of you?
No! I know you've all been there. But damn it! I lost too many people already. You couldn't expect me to put you all at risk.
Stop! That's bull and you know it. You did this because you couldn't deal, because you were afraid to let others in. It had nothing to do with keeping us safe. You said it yourself. It's over. Everything. Lucius, Genesis, the war, all of that crap, it's done. But now you're stuck, aren't you? You have no idea what to do with yourself, and it's killing you.
I shouldn't be alive.
You... What? You think you should have died?
I didn't earn the right to live. Not after everything that happened.
Asshole! Such a selfish asshole. Did you even think about those who would still be here if that happened? Why don't you try to thinking about people other than yourself for once?
Stephen would have been fine. Same with Ashley, Mario, and Heather. They're strong. And you...
Not them! I meant me! How do you think I would have felt? Do you think I'd be fine? That it wouldn't bother me? That you're not important enough to have a drastic impact? Are you seriously that dense?
I saw you die once already! You can't possibly imagine how that felt to me! To then find out in an instant that everything you put yourself into for the past 5 years was a lie. Nothing more than a well-constructed facade of deception. If I lost you again, then I don't know. I don't know what I would do.
Stop running. That's it. There's your answer. Stop drowning yourself in the depths of your own regret. You focus way too much on your past, and it's blinding what is supposed to be the shining light to your future.
You make it sound so simple.
If there's something or someone important to you, it is.
General! You're still alive!
There was a time when there was admiration towards me gleaming from your eyes. I kinda miss it.
Sorry, sir. I didn't mean any disrespect. It's just that everything was so chaotic out there.
There's no need. To be honest, I was surprised myself. So, aren't you going to introduce me?
Oh! Yes, sorry. This is Sharon Amare. She's...
Your girlfriend?
Yeah, well, actually, that's the thing.
Yeah, we've been
through some rough times recently. So we really haven't had the chance to straighten things out yet.
We can all relate. So, you're Matthew Amari's daughter, if I recall. It's a pleasure to meet you. You know, if it wasn't for him in the old days, I don't think I'd have ever have made it where I am today.
It's nice to meet you, too. I'll tell Dad that you said hi.
Please do.
General, I don't mean to impose, but...
Why am I here? To pay my respects. Just like you.
I see.
You're still troubled, I take it. I'd hope you have found your way out by now. After you left the Alliance 3 years ago after the Rebel incident, I was worried. And when I found out that you were the one who defeated Lucius, I expected you to have found your balance.
Not that easy, I guess.
It never is, nor will it ever be. You have to make a decision and stand by it. Do you want to become ruled by your past, or do you want to have the power over it? Surely this girl here is more than enough motivation to make you control it.
We met when I was 16. You tried to warn me then about the path of revenge and what it would bring. I didn't listen, and look where it brought me. I'm not worthy enough to accept your advice now.
That's nonsense, boy. You were younger then. What you went through at that time was more than anyone else could even imagine. You did all right for yourself. But the moment you started blaming yourself for the death of your friends was the instant when you lost control. You've been trying to carry it on your own, right?
Yep. He's stubborn.
She's a keeper. You know, I made the same mistake, and I almost lost all of my family because of it.
Almost.
Dad! There you are. You wandered off so fast, I had no idea where you went.
Dad?
Oh, sorry about that, Michelle. I ran into a friend from the past. Had to take the opportunity to say hi.
It's all right. I don't mean to sound rude, but... would you mind? I'm not exactly a big fan of this place.
Of course. I assume you were able to say what you needed to. Are you all right now?
Yeah. I'm all right now.
Michelle's fiancé died in the war fighting for Orbis. He committed himself to protecting others, but in the midst of that, lost sight of what really mattered. So this is what he left behind. My beautiful daughter. Heartbroken, but stubborn. Just like her father.
Strong, like my father.
I'm sorry for your loss. I, too, lost some people very important to me.
It's all right. I know there was nothing I could do to stop him in the end. He is who he is. Or, rather, was. He had strong convictions, and was able to protect more than just me. It would have been selfish of me to keep his strength all to myself.
He sounds like an admirable person. While he was fighting for everyone, I bet, to him, he was only fighting for your future.
I'd like to think so. It'll be hard to live without him. But he left me with a piece of his soul. So he'll always be around. That's what I selfishly believe.
A piece of his soul?
That's not selfish at all. I believe it to be true.
You see, Adam? Even if one's body is turned to ash, that person is never really gone. Your memories of them, their presence, and the effects they've had on your life make them undying. Honor those who have fallen and treat the life you've been given as a gift from those you've lost. Treasure it and live for the future.
Is it really possible for someone like me, someone who's always made his life off of being a frame pilot, to live in a world without that conflict?
Of course. I always believe that your role in this world isn't what defines you. It's how you choose to portray it that does.
I think you may be onto something, sir.
Frank.
Huh?
It's my first name. We're no longer in the military, so there's no rank here. Be well, Adam. And Miss Amare, you make sure to keep him in line.
Oh, don't worry. That shouldn't be a problem.
She does rule with an iron fist, after all. And sir? Frank. Thank you.
You're welcome. Just happened to be at the right place, at the right time.
I hope you're able to find the peace you deserve. It was nice meeting you two.
Likewise. Take care of yourself.
Nice meeting you as well. Bye. So?
All right, I get it.
Do you feel any better?
A little. Though, it's not going to be easy. To let go of something that I've been carrying for so long.
Then carry it in a different manner, so we can both support it.
Thank you. Sharon, I... About earlier, the truth is that...
I love you too. We didn't fight for the future of humanity, or Earth, or Mars, or whomever. We fought for our future.
Yeah. Look at that. The rain. It stopped.
And the skies are leading to a clear path towards tomorrow.
Our future. Our destiny.